It's Normal PD's Community Service Officer, Greg Leopold, here on Wake Up Normal.
All right, and welcome back, Greg. Welcome.
Hey there. Welcome back to you guys, too. First week back from spring break, right?
Yeah, it's been interesting week. A little rough, I'll be honest.
That's what we were talking about, yes. Yeah, it's rough for me, too, because honestly, everybody, next week is my spring break for my kids, and everybody tries to smash everything into the week, so I'm really busy. This is one of my busiest weeks of the year, to be honest with you. So, but that's okay. That's the way I like it, right?
Yeah. So before we went on to break, we talked a little bit about burglaries and all that.
Yep.
How did that go over break?
Well, it went very well. It went very well. As I'm sure it's WZND that has contributed to the downfall of burglaries over the holidays, because every single since we've been talking about this, it's gone down and down and down. The last I looked, we had zero. So that's good. Zero is always good. That's what we want it. I haven't heard about safety outside, like for the students that went away to spring break. I haven't heard any of those, if there's been anything that bad that happened. But you would usually hear about it by now. And so I guess the whole no news is good news thing is working for this. So. Yeah, it went well. It was. I'm glad that your audience heeded our warnings, right?
We're just here to help.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So speaking of safety, we were talking about texting and driving, and you want to talk a little bit about how you guys are, you said, hiring back?
Right? Yeah, we received a grant to hire back. It'll be starting April 1st. I don't know if I should have told you that, because everybody's going to try to get in the week. No, please don't. But starting April 1st, we're going to be hiring back officers on a daily basis, lots of officers on a daily basis to enforce distracted driving. Mainly in Illinois, that cell phone, some of you may know that if you go out of state, it can be brushing your hair, putting on makeup, eating in the car. In some places in the country, it's illegal to eat in your car while the car is in drive. Illinois is not like that. It's not like that yet. I'm guessing that sometime they're going to probably push it. But yeah, we're going to hire back officers. And also, people may be running through their minds, well, they can't have a quota system. And that's true. It's illegal to have a quota system. Although, the Supreme Court has said that if it's a grant-type situation where the officers are hired specifically to enforce one particular thing, like cell phone, distracted driving, unfortunately for the suspects, we can issue as many tickets as we want. There's no, and we can actually require the officers, you know, go out and get a ticket for that said infraction, if that's what we're hiring back for. So keep that in mind. We're talking 4 to 6 officers at different times a day on different days for pretty much until you guys go home for the summer.
Yeah. So, I honestly, it's such a dangerous thing. Like my friend, I was telling you a little bit before, one of my friends, he got rear-ended by some woman that was on her phone, and car was brand new. I think he had it for like a week, like 32,000 miles, and then this woman totaled his car.
Yeah, in a pickup truck, and you were saying that your friend was driving a Hyundai Sonata. That's not a good result for the Hyundai Sonata. It was total, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
All because of texting. And then I was telling you about my family member and how bad she was struck. It was the truck going 70 miles per hour in her case that was texting. And it's people don't understand. There are proven facts out there that it is more dangerous than speeding, one. And two, almost as dangerous as DUI. Depending on your level of distraction, obviously, with the device, it can rise to being as dangerous as a DUI.
That point, it's just like driving blindly.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. At 55 miles per hour, you travel 88 feet. So in 3 seconds, less than 3 seconds, you travel the length of a football field. And I know it's 55, so at 30, you're traveling about 50 feet. But that's, in terms of city streets, that's a long way. 50 feet is a long way on a city street. And if you're looking down for 1 second and you're traveling that 50 feet, you have, especially around campus, I mean, we all know that. Somebody steps out into the street. it's just, just wait until you get to where you're going. I know it's a hurried environment in college, but just wait until you get there and then check your phone and go from there, or even pull off to the little side street. It doesn't, I mean, put your car in park and respond if you think you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely some good advice there for sure. Anything else coming up in the town that we should know about?
Not that I can think of now, although I will say that because it's spring, the first full day of spring, we are going to be upping everything. Yes, we have the hire back for this distracted driving, but we're also going to be hiring back officers for party patrol. So keep that in mind. You guys come back from spring break with less money in your pocket, but for some reason you can come up with the means of purchasing alcoholic beverages on that weekend. So we will be upping our enforcement in that, too. I would argue that that's going to probably start right around April, too.
So. The money may not be coming in, but the parties keep on happening.
Yeah, they do. But that's okay. It's college, right? If you are smart about it, we've talked about this repeatedly. If you're smart about it, you're never going to see us, ever. But if it's when you decide to go out and bring attention to yourself, that's what we'll say. Bring attention to yourself. That's when you get in trouble with us. So.
Well, thank you, as always, Greg, for coming on in. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.